Our scripture lesson for this morning comes from the fourth chapter of the letter to the church in Ephesus, beginning with verse 7. Listen with me for God's word. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. I hope that most of us have some fond memories of gathering with family or friends for a festive meal. On Thursday, along with food and football and family gathering time, we made a point to be aware in a special way of all the gifts that we receive every day, blessing upon blessing. To appreciate the food that was on the plates before us, to appreciate the hands of all the people that contributed to placing that food there, grateful for the comfort and the bounty and the freedom that we enjoy because we live here in the heartland of America. And today is also the first Sunday of the season of Advent. The church has been wonderfully decorated to lift our spirits as we anticipate the celebration of Christmas. Again, we should this Sunday be grateful for the beauty and comfort of this place, for all the people who hung these wreaths and who make this season festive. The scripture readings for this particular Sunday are always suggested to be those which include the themes of hope and anticipation. And the music in our service today likewise lifts our spirits, lifts our eyes to watch and to wait for that star rising in the east over Bethlehem. So today we are invited to listen for the angel's announcement of good news for great joy of all people. But in addition to those two things, this is the first Sunday of a new era here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. Now and then, thankfully not terribly often, there is an event in our lives which brings about profound changes, such that we then separate our life into before this happened and after it happened. Getting married, having a child, moving to a new home, or events like that. Last Sunday, Greg and Kathy drove away as they began their journey to California, and that was such an event for us here at Wildwood Church. Jill and I and all the church staff and leadership are still trying to figure out quite what this means for us. And so, as you can tell, there's just no way that any sermon could possibly include all three of these themes. As much as I enjoy Thanksgiving Day and as much as I look forward to all the special activities of Advent, in this particular year, all of those things are part of this beginning of this new time, this new era in our life, after Greg and Kathy left. And so I chose for our scripture today a passage from Ephesians chapter 4, which speaks to me about this time, this new era. And I hope that you also will hear it as God's word for you. Paul is writing to these new Christians in Ephesus, and he tells them about what the church should be like. Every believer is given grace. We all know what that means. Every believer has a variety of gifts. Some are apostles, some are prophets, some are evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, friends, this is not meant to be an exhaustive list. So that if you can't call yourself by any of those titles, that doesn't mean that you don't have a place among us as gifted and graced person. And the purpose of all those gifts, all of your gifts and mine gathered together, is to equip the church for the work of ministry, to build up this, the body of Christ. And the church, then, having the gifts at work, being upbuilt into the body of Christ, has the qualities of unity and maturity. Unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, maturity to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery or by deceitfulness. Paul wants us as the church to be thoughtful, not vulnerable to spiritual whims or trickery or deceit. And then Paul tells us, if we do grow up in faith, if we're mature and if we live in unity, we will speak the truth in love to each other. This is a very interesting and carefully crafted phrase that Paul wrote, to speak the truth in love to each other. And it's one of the reasons that I chose this scripture lesson. I think it's the heart of today's message. What does it mean to speak the truth in love? Now, I think, in this new era at Wildwood Presbyterian Church, it is particularly important for us to find a way to speak the truth in love among us. So what would it mean for us to be unified and mature disciples who speak the truth in love in this time after Greg and Kathy left? One of the last things that Greg said to us last Sunday was to refer to a song from the musical Wicked. He quoted the line, "You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart." Memorable moment for all of us, I suspect. And the title for that song is from Wicked, is For Good. The song is a dialogue between the Wicked Witch of the West, or the East, I guess, Elphaba, and Glinda, the Good Witch. Now, the storyline, the plot line of the musical Wicked is hugely popular, is complicated and dramatic. It's a prequel to the story of the Wizard of Oz, which tells us the story which leads up to the events which occurred after the tornado drops Dorothy in the Land of Oz with her dog Toto. It's near the end of the musical that this particular song comes, when Glinda and Elphaba are together, probably for the last time. And they tell each other how important, how meaningful their complex, sometimes difficult relationship has been. They met as roommates at Oz's version of Hogwarts School for Witchcraft and Wizardry. And so now, as they are perhaps seeing each other for the last time, they sing this song to each other. Let's listen to it together.
You're the only friend I've ever had.
And I've had so many friends, but only one that mattered. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our story, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. I have been changed for the better. And because I knew you, because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good.
Let me repeat what Glinda sang at the beginning of that song. I've heard it said that people come together into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn. And we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes the sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood, who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I've been changed for good. And then Elphaba replies, it well may be that we will never meet again in this lifetime. So let me say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now, whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. like a ship blown from its moorings by a wind off the sea, like a seed dropped by a skybird in a distant wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, I've been changed for good. There are elements of deep honesty, elements of strong truth-telling in what these two women said to each other. And the connection between them is profound and important. They are speaking the truth in love to each other. Glinda admits that she has some trouble believing that there was some mysterious force, some fate or God that brought them together. She's not sure about that, but she is sure that I'm who I am today because I knew you. She is like a comet that has been pulled to a new course by the gravity of the sun. She's like a stream whose flow has been diverted by a boulder. I'm not sure exactly what those words mean in reality, but I get her point. And then Elphaba likewise speaks from her heart, naming the truth that they may never meet again in this lifetime, and that she does not know how their stories will end. But what she does know is that you'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. She is like a ship blown out to sea by the wind. She's like a seed that's dropped by a bird as it flies. Sometimes the truth spoken in love comes out as poetry. And then Elphaba speaks another kind of truth, also loving, but more difficult to say, admitting her failures in their relationship. She says, "And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I have done that you blame me for." And Glinda responds with a similar admission, "But then I guess we know that there's blame to share," which leads them then to sing together, and none of it seems to matter anymore. And then they close their song, end their perhaps last conversation by saying, "Because I knew you, I have been changed for good." When I began thinking about this sermon, my mind was full of explanations about how important it is for us to think together about what Greg and Kathy's ministry meant to us, to each one of us, so we could then speak the truth to the pastor nominating committee to tell them what kind of new pastor we hope they will find. We need to identify the things that Greg and Kathy did that have been especially meaningful to us so we can speak truthfully and plainly about our desire that those things continue. For 23 years, they loved us as our pastors, and we responded by loving them as the members of their church. It's a wonderful thing, it's a good and right thing for us to be able to speak that truth in love among ourselves. Thought that was important to say. I also wanted to make the other more difficult point that it is time for us to speak the more difficult truths about the elements of our relationships with them which we need to admit blame for and ask forgiveness for. Not everything Greg and Kathy did was perfect. No pastor of any church is perfect. Greg's office was, in fact, a mess. Nor were we perfect in the ways we responded to them and supported them. I regret that I never went to one of Greg's soccer games. I could have done that. Now, looking back, I wish I had. So I had a sermon all planned full of this kind of stuff, explanations and persuasive points. And you all know that I am quite capable of preaching a sermon which is all about explanations and persuasive points. But instead of delivering a sermon like that, I decided to ask you to join me in speaking the truth in love here at Wildwood Church in a different way, by sharing with you this song that Greg shared with us last Sunday. It's a lovely song. It's a memorable song, which shows us all how two very different people can speak the truth in love as they part, as they say goodbye. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.